Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hi, I'm Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have Christian Moeller Anderson. He's the executive director for A Smile for Kids. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for having me, Dave.
Yeah, always a pleasure to have you come in and talk about what you guys do. And that's exactly where we're going to start, is A Smile for Kids. What is that for someone that doesn't know what that is?
So we've existed as a nonprofit organization since 2004, and our mission really is to provide equitable access to orthodontics for kids all over Oregon. We serve all 36 counties in Oregon because traditionally orthodontics or braces for kids in Oregon, they have not been covered by Medicaid.
Okay.
So if you haven't had resources or some sort of, you know, income or resources, then it's been virtually impossible to get braces in Oregon, which has been particularly hard for people or kids that have had severe need for braces, as you can imagine.
Right. We'll talk about why you kind of sound past tense on some of that in just a couple minutes. But I want to talk about your process as far as how you decided who was going to get help.
So traditionally what we've done is we've looked at several different factors. Obviously, we've looked at the medical necessity for braces, and does someone have a severe need for the braces? But then we also look, as a nonprofit, we also look at their scenario and the surroundings, the environment in their lives, the social determinants of health. So for kids that are particularly exposed to, being unhoused or no income, living with a sibling, survivor from a domestic violence situations, foster kids, kids that are struggling, right?
Sure, they've got some other challenges.
Exactly. And so part of the program has always been to ask the kids to volunteer 4 hours a month at a community-based organization, and then also make sure that their grades remain at a C or above in all classes. And that's been our nonprofit focus for A Smile for Kids. And it's really not as a payment or a penalty. It's really to help the kids experience how other marginalized populations might live, but also experience success in school.
Sure.
And that's actually where the magic has happened for our nonprofit so far.
So more than just straightening some teeth. It sounds like, really doing some mental health stuff there too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Behavioral and mental health effect has been huge for a lot of kids that have gone through our program. And you can imagine the bullying that a lot of these kids have grown up with and become used to. We lost a few kids to suicide because of it. So it's a serious issue for the kids. It's just that other people around them don't always recognize how much it affects this child.
Sure, sure. How long have you guys been around?
So we've been doing this since 2004. It's gradually grown, but we have a strong presence in all 36 counties. It's, of course, more focused towards the Central Cascades and on the east side, but we operate in all 36 counties. It's just that the population is more sparse in the eastern Oregon.
Sure, sure.
But there is no place that we haven't covered braces for a kid in Oregon. It would only have been because they had access to resources or the medical necessity wasn't as great.
Gotcha. Now, the last time you were here, we were talking about the state possibly stepping up and actually helping out with this mission in a way.
Yes, and we're super thankful for a lot of changes that have happened from the state perspective. Effective January 1st of last year, so 2023, this new orthodontic benefit became effective for the Medicaid population. So that's for anyone on the OHP, or Oregon Health Plan, under 21. Okay. Who has, again, a medical necessity. Of course, now that's really it. Is there a medical necessity? So, of course, the Medicaid plan doesn't look at all the surrounding elements in the child's life, but that's a huge step in the very right direction. We've done a lot of work to make sure that happened. So we've testified a few times, and we are super thankful for that.
So that's good news.
Very good news.
Right.
It's something that Oregon was lagging on for several years and lagging behind on that.
Meaning other states were covering it before
exactly.
us.
Yeah, exactly. But now Oregon has actually stepped way ahead in that we're trying to catch up for all the kids that haven't had access to this benefit before.
Sure.
And without getting too much into the weeds on this, I would also say that the reimbursement rates are healthy. So for anyone who's thinking about becoming a Medicaid provider, it's not a scary thing. It's not a bad thing. It's actually incentivized.
Okay.
Where other states in the United States might have a much lower reimbursement rate. Again, without getting into much detail, I think that we are really making leaps and bounds progress.
And that's good news.
Very good news.
Especially for these kids that, I mean, they need orthodontic work.
Yeah, they do. And the challenging part is that we have so many different players in the Medicaid system in Oregon.
Right.
So we have 15 coordinated care organizations that sort of funnel the funding down through to dental health services. And they are all doing, you know, all that they can to make this work, which is pretty awesome, but it takes a lot of coordination. And so the state has asked us to help facilitate some of the communication there. Now, A Smile for Kids, we are not clinical experts in this, but we know lots of orthodontists around the state who are, right? So we
sure.
have partnerships with about 91 different orthodontic offices. And so we can pull a lot of expertise from those locations, but that's not all. It also takes coordinating administration, you know, from the insurance companies.
Sure.
Being a member advocate for the people that are kids that need this benefit. And so it's a very multi-pronged approach, and it's great for us because we are able to help. We are able to affect a really positive change by sitting in the middle of the whole thing and help coordinate and connect all those points.
So, I mean, you're going to be modest about this, but the state's pretty lucky to have you guys around to help navigate some of this.
I would never say that.
I told you you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. I would just say that there is an opportunity for us to help there.
Sure.
And the state recognized that, especially because we've been without a dental director for almost 2 years in June.
Okay.
Still looking for one for the Oregon Health Authority. And so there is nobody sort of connecting or collecting all those threads at the top to make things happen. And
sure.
so the Medicaid analyst and the coordinated care team on the Oregon Health Authority side have done everything they can to make this work out. And so, so we've been lucky to work with them as well.
How's the state doing so far? Have they done a lot? Really ramped it up and they're getting kids in there.
Sorry to jump in there. You can tell I get kind of excited.
Sure. Well,
about
you're passionate about this.
I
love that.
Exactly. So the people that we've gotten to work with on the state side are their sole focus is to make this work. And it's been a really wonderful partnership that we've jumped into with the state of Oregon, but we've also met a lot of positive initiatives and people on the insurance side. We've been lucky in that respect as well. So, you know, bottom line is that everybody wants this to work. It just needs to make sense for everybody.
Sure.
And we haven't had anyone sort of say, you know, this is a bad thing.
Right. That's good.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. Good, right, yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. We need to take a quick break, but we'll continue our conversation in just a moment with my friend Christian Moeller Anderson, the executive director for A Smile for Kids. After this,
you're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.